Whoop, something's come clear. Whoop.
Oh, it's all good. You can keep Jagger.
Jagger. Yes, we just share that these meetings are really supporting. Because just alone with a book, it's something, but to be in contact and the interaction between Keith and you are really helpful.
Very good.
And I like I say, it's not linear progress. Sometimes you stabilize and one day, whoop, something's come clearer. Oh yeah, okay, this is it. And that's the way I live it. Yes.
No, I was going to say, but remember, like Maharaj says, you go into a dark cave, you light a torch, it's immediately lit. Yeah. So it's not, you know, and even if you were to walk to a light switch, all the steps to get to the light switch, but then you turn the light switch on, boom, light is on. So once this spontaneous conviction that also that I am that, that's it. Like it's automatic. It's spontaneous. And then you're not disappearing.
No.
There's still going to be the apparent existence because you're in body form. So you're seeing an apparent world, but you just know now that I really have nothing to do with all of this. So let me do my job, do my duties, take care of all my responsibilities because I have really nothing to do with this material appearance of a world. And the more you remain with your selfless self, the less you're troubled by any kind of mind or thoughts or anything like this, because it's not pertaining to you. No thought is pertaining to you.
No.
Oh, what do I do when I retire? Well, this is the body's issue, not mine. So it doesn't need too much concern. Whereas before, when I was identified with a body, I said, oh, retirement, like what is going to happen to me and this and that. No, this is like, as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, the neighbor's child. Ooh, neighbor's child has a fever. You say, oh, it's very sad. Neighbor's child has a fever. Or you're talking about retirement. You say, oh, retirement is, this is for the body. I'm having a body in this moment. I'm using this body form. So let me do for the neighbor's child. Let me plan. Let me see this retirement. But not so much like, oh my God, if I run out of money and if I, you know, what if I get sick and all this kind of stuff. You're taking it very, very light. Like Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, like an actor playing your part. Play your part very well, but know that it's just a role that you're playing for a time. While this body form is available, you're playing the role of whoever you're labeled this body as. And then you won't. But the spontaneous presence continues to play the roles of everyone. So when this actor is no longer in the scene, you're written out of the story. Like you see a series on TV, it's like season one, season two, season three, this one actor was doing. Now he's not there anymore, but season four, season five, season six keeps coming. So but it's not you. It's not a limited you. You know yourself in a real sense. So all these apparent happenings and comings and goings are the same as a long dream.
Yeah.
I'm nobody. I'm everybody. When this body is no more, presence still very much is. And we know this because in a dream, you know, you dream and all the people disappear. And then you go to a dream and you have all new people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the presence that's projecting the dream is. There's never not a time it's not. It couldn't be. Jaguru.
Jaguru.
John,
Yes.
when Isidatta Maharaj says you are prior to the consciousness, you are prior to the presence I am. So then when you deeply get that understanding, then I am not even acting, am I right, John? The presence is acting. I'm nothing to do with this whole thing. With that
Correct.
understanding, I'm not even an actor. Let my presence do whatever it wants to do. I am nothing to do with that. Then that understanding gives me like a shortcut that prior to conscious, so I don't want to even deal with this presence. It's a troublemaker for me. So that thing gives me more of a solid understanding than dealing with this presence. But I'm not continuously in that understanding. That's the, where I'm kind of stuck. It's not continuous understanding. I
But
get,
it's self-evident. If presence is there,
yeah.
you're prior to presence because presence
Yes.
is basically an experience. So presence becomes the only experience.
Yes.
And you, as long as you're in body form, this presence can be felt.
He is there. Yes.
But you're when you know yourself in a real sense, you don't have to continuously remind yourself, oh,
Correct.
I'm nothing, or I'm this, I am that, or I am this is like now it's known. So, regardless, presence is really not a problem, just like the dream can happening anything. You know, you might dream tonight that you have a job and that somebody is screaming at you very horribly and you're all upset, and then you wake up in the morning, oh, just a dream. So then tomorrow night, you might dream that you're the queen and that everybody is serving you and you're having such a great life and this and that. But you wake up, oh, it's just a dream. So when you know that whatever appears has nothing to do with you, then the presence is not a bother or a trouble or a happiness or a sadness. There's no, because you're prior to this. And you are. And yes, because you can use body form, you can sit. And if you need to refresh your memories and say, okay, you're sitting, you're in meditation, quite quickly, you can feel the sense of presence. Okay, presence. Now you just sort of sit with presence, sit with the I am, the existence. Until you know that, oh, the sense of existence, the I am, the presence has appeared
To me.
to me. And me isn't in any way describable, but yet it's self-evident because presence has appeared to that you are. And now you come, you say, okay, I sat for my meditation, I know myself in a real sense. You go out into the so-called world, but this is not forgotten. This is not like layers can appear upon your spontaneous presence, but you know yourself prior to presence, prior to beingness, prior to any of the creation of this seeming world. So it's automatic, just like, oh, okay, I'm holding this body form. And again, you're playing this role, you play this role quite nicely. Eventually, you're going to take your final curtain call on this role and be out. But you know that presence is. Presence, consciousness, whatever that's animating and powering this whole world. And yet you're still beyond that. So there's no way this worldly thing can affect you. That's why we talk about the space in the room can't alter any of the objects within the room. Even if it was self-aware and knew, oh, I am space. And yet there's the roof is leaking in the space that I am. This is very terrible. What to do? But it's not affecting the space. Even if space was somehow conscious of what was going on inside, it wouldn't really matter because space did not change. And when you know yourself in a real sense, this whole world, Earth as we know it, could completely explode. Billions of, quote, people gone in a second. And yet you wouldn't feel it. You wouldn't know it. You would be there. Nothing can make you not be there. And even as we talked about before, if aliens came to visit this planet, you know, oh, but this is all within the dream of body-based illusion. Even if aliens talk about, oh, we have this God that, you know, the whole thing has been this and that. No, because it's appeared to you. You were there prior to the appearance of these aliens or this world or this whatever experience could happen. Where all experience ends, there you are. Prior to every experience, there you are. Experience is like that in between, and you're not experiencing. There's no experience, no experiencer. The dream consciousness, if you want to call it that, the waking consciousness, divided by the concept, I am sleeping or I am awake, but consciousness, presence, is creating all of this. But you're not creating. You're not doing anything. You are. Sense of existence has appeared to you. When this body falls, it will not affect anything. That's why we were talking earlier about, you know, you watch a TV show and series one, series two, series three, one specific actor is like in the series, and then all of a sudden he's gone. And series four, five, six, seven season is still going. Everything is just happening. And you are not doing anything. You would be like, not even the film. I would say the film in which the series is being sort of produced, but you, that wouldn't even be true. Because the film is somehow involved. There's a
screen.
Yeah, there's you're so outside of it. The space in the auditorium fills with all the people, has a beautiful show, wonderful experience, everybody's enjoying. Then the show's over, turn out the lights and leave. Space is totally unaffected. There's no knowing of the auditorium is empty, the auditorium is full, what's going on? Nothing. And that you are.
Thank you, Jim.
This is Jagu. It's, I was reading The Ultimate Accomplishment, and it talked about a guru said to the disciple, when you can eat this peach without it touching your tongue, when you can, what were some of the other things? I forget, but all of them were basically like the things the disciples said, this is impossible. You can't eat this peach without it touching your tongue, and you can't do these different tasks, I forget what they all were, but without using this body. And but if you know yourself in a real sense, you're not. Like you are not actively involved in any of it. It's not touching your tongue. It's a tongue of a body, and you're formless. Therefore, it can never touch you. You have nothing to do with this. And they were talking about the eyes of seeing, that without the self or without your you, the grave, the eyes can't see. So the dead body can't see. So what seeing that you are, that presence that's animating this body form is doing the seeing, providing the power to see. So the body is not seeing anything. Because otherwise the eyes would work in the dead body. Well, eyes are seeing, but dead body, eyes cannot see. That's why I think even they say that Krishna had 1,000 wives and yet he was celibate. Because it's saying that he's not this body. You are not this body. Nothing this body does is you, nor does it affect you. It can't affect you. If you're identified with the body as your own self, then yes. Then the body impressions come through mind of I'm doing this, I did this good thing, I did this bad thing, and all of this. But when you know yourself in a real sense, just like the actors don't take credit for the actions of their character that they're portraying, some do. I mean, like Superman, when he was playing Superman, he actually, I think he jumped off a building or something and killed himself because he convinced himself through acting the role so well that he was Superman and could fly. But this is the same kind of insanity as identifying with the body form labeled whatever the label is on your body. Taking the credit for these things and saying, oh, I've done this good thing, I've done this bad thing, I've done this really wonderful thing. Why aren't other people praising me for it? Or I've done this very bad thing. I want to hide from not getting caught about this thing. But, and again, that's when Nisargadatta Maharaj says, some say he's a very great saint, some say he's a very terrible saint, but it doesn't affect him because they're not talking about him. They're talking about this body. You see this body form speaking and moving and acting, and you say, oh, Nisargadatta Maharaj is doing these things, he's doing this, he's doing that, but in his knowing this, he's doing nothing. And when the disciple, so-called, comes and asks question, he knows there's nobody there. There is no separate entity. Because I know myself, I know that you also are false. It's not because, like, oh, this is false. No, because there is nothing that's true. When you know yourself in a real sense, there cannot be a concept of disciple or master or religion or anything. And yet, because of holding this body form, and as Maharaj says, to keep ego in check, bow to the masters. Thank you, master. As he said, he gives all praise and honor to Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj for giving the knowledge. I give all praise and honor to Sri Ramakant Maharaj for giving the knowledge. And yet I know that there was no nothing. Nothing's happening, nothing's ever happened, and nothing can happen. But as long as you're holding the body form, praise to the master, bow to the master, thank you, master. Bhajans, meditation. Although now I'm sure most our meditation is just, you know, your daily life is the meditation, because these are the things that you used to call thoughts that were in here, but now that you know yourself in a real sense, the world has become just the kind of thought stream of the mind that you used to believe was in here. And so the meditation is just no meditation, no meditator, no nothing. And this is known. Passing thoughts are now what you could call the world. Thoughts are coming and going. Which thoughts to accept, which thoughts not to accept are up to you. Previously, you thought thoughts were here because you identified with a body form. So which thought to accept, which thought not to accept, you thought you were thinking. But now that you know yourself in a real sense, this world is that thought stream, flow of thoughts. Which thought to accept, which thought not to accept is up to you. Not to take the touch of the illusory existence, because you know yourself in a real sense. Excuse me. Hold on.
What I do realize is knowing myself on the real sense, when I read it, when you share with us, I say yes, it's clear. But the old way of identification come back and go back and back and forth. And I don't want to fight, but I just watch all these things. Because when I say, oh, see, I think you're not this body, all this stuff. Okay, it's clear. It's just starting, like this week, I was standing and watching and I was start to realize truly I'm more the space between two objects than the body. And that was for the first time. So, oh, yes. Like I can explain that. Like maybe it's the start of conviction. So, yeah, okay. It's not something on in my head I understand or yeah. No, I say, oh, okay. And at the same time, a few hours after, all way of being, if I can say, all way of the layer of attachment or whatever come back. And I say, because I read that one time, don't push away, don't get attached, just ignore. Just ignore all these things, just ignore, don't fight with them. And because I used to control and fight, and I said, no, you just ignore, just stay there, stay calm, don't give attention to that, but don't fight with
it. Yeah, well, you can remain with your selfless self or in any type of situation where you start to get too much illusory impression, you can just fall back into yourself. You know, just fall back into that sense of presence, that very, very subtle just I in any given moment. Since you're already, as you say, you've kind of lost into the little bit layers of illusion. Okay, use that to then fall back into yourself. Because then you're not fighting, you're not trying to figure it out, but instantly, automatically, it's like the clouds clear. Oh, so that I am that. And even decision-making and things like that, that's the best. Instead of trying to figure it out and try to make decision, because you know, it's illusory existence. So decision is like kind of a thing that's not really a thing. So I just fall back, relax in myself. The body's going to move then into whatever is needing doing in the moment. Just like you could say the bloopers. You know, when you see a movie and the blooper reel?
Yeah.
They're like doing the scene, then all of a sudden they goof up and then they'll laugh for a little bit or whatever, and then boop, action back and right in. So you just drop back into your own selfless self. You'd be like, oh, okay, okay, yes. Oh, okay.
I like
after
that.
Some time, there will be no need for this. Because as you said, the conviction, as you're looking, you'll know. There's just an intuitive knowing that the entire space in this room is more like myself than any of the objects. And as you're at work or as you're outside in the grocery store or whatever, there'll just be this knowing that all of this activity is going on within myself. Even this body is going on within myself. It's the play. And if I get too involved in the play, like we said, it's like a blooper reel. Oh, okay. Just drop back into myself. And this can be done anywhere. Driving your car, out at the grocery store, walking around, at work, at play. It's just, okay. And just takes a moment. Drop back into yourself. Okay. And then continue.
Thank you.
Yes. There you go. This is that be with you always. Because you can't not be with you. Like if you really break that down into the reality of the sentence, be with you always. Like when are you not with you? But it's the illusory concept that somehow I'm separating myself from myself. Now I'm this illusory self more than I am my true self. So be with you always just means, okay, just die. Refreshing your memories, as Maharaj would say.
Okay.
Andrew, it's good to see you the last couple of times.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be here listening. Really enjoy it. It was beautiful.
Good, good.
Just to be remembered, reminded, actually, it was really, really, really good. I have found from that inquiry helps me as well. Just the idea, just taking it back continuously every time, when I'm aware at least of a thought coming. Sometimes if I get caught into it without being that conscious of what's going on, then it'll drag me a little while. But I do practice inquiry in a sense, just every time a thought arises or a feeling arises or any kind of anything, basically, just from where did it arise? To whom does it come? Basically, it comes to me, the individual I, and then where does this I arise from? And just turn myself back around and looking back, or just, you know, like turning to the subject, maybe you might say. Just doing that continuously really helps too. It just cuts it off. Sometimes it can be challenging when, you know, like medical issues arise or some really intense kind of, like issue like that. I think, you know, Ramakant Maharshi, you may think you have settled everything, but just let some sort of real challenge come and you'll just see where you really stand.
Yeah.
And that happens to me every so often. It's like a real wake up call.
Understood. Yeah, I told about when I went in for my pacemaker, and that was kind of a little bit scary experience, I guess, but there was mantra. So there wasn't even a like, oh, I'm going to go and do this, and at what stage are we going to try and remain with ourselves or whatever. It was just, we're on the way to the doctor, begin mantra on the metro. And then in the whole thing, the whole procedure through everything. Of course, when I'm knocked out with the gas, mantra, I guess, is continuously running in the background, but there's no like conscious effort of mantra. But the mantra, then you see, like you go through the experience, and even the experience of having a pacemaker put in, the recuperation and going to the hospital to be prepped for the pacemaker, there was no experience, no experiencer, because mind was busy with mantra. And I've noticed that in for any kind of something, especially as it gets kind of more deeply impressed, like you said, the more personalization, so to speak, of the object of, oh, this is something that the doctor said, I have to do this, or there's a procedure that has to be done, or some kind of something, bad news or whatever. Mantra can basically prevent the illusory kind of layers of thought, because you're busy with mantra. So you can't build this case about whatever's being said. And in truth, you know, oh, nothing's happening, nothing's going to happen. But remaining with mantra, these thoughts not identified with just flow by.
Right. Yeah. That's just so very, very important. That's the lifesaver.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because like Maharaj has said, it sort of turns up the heat, or as they talk about the cork, and you know, you pop, and it's like it's pressure building, but there's no concentration on trying to make it go relieve or on allowing it to escape. Concentration goes on mantra, goes on the sense of presence, the I am, the just I. Let everything else just do as it does, because that's the truth anyway. And the knowingness is I'm not affected. So I remain with mantra and allow the scene to just pass without being troubled by it.
Yeah, when you can really tell when you're in the IM because there is no fear.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Because knowing yourself in a real sense, what could possibly be there to fear?
Mm-hmm.
What could be there that could do anything to you?
Right.
Even as we just said, the whole world explodes completely. All the beings gone in an instant. And yet you are.
Ranjit Maharaj used to always say, the mind can take you to heaven or it can take you to hell. It's the greatest factor. You know, the attention, I guess, where you put it.
And then you put a zero on it, whether you're taken to hell or taken to heaven, it's all nothing anyway.
Yes.
Just like tonight, you have a very bad dream. Yes, you probably want to leave it and escape it, but you wake up, you know it wasn't true.
Exactly.
And tomorrow you have an amazing dream and you want to stay forever, but you wake up and it's not true.
He also said one time that no matter where you are or how you are he, or you are selfless self, no matter what.
Yes. Yeah, you can never not be that.
Right.
Because that is all there is. Heath, you're very quiet tonight. Maybe his microphone doesn't work. No, his mic is on. Or maybe he's doing something else and just has us be listening. I don't know.
Yesterday, I had there was a period, sometimes, you know, people around you can be a trouble. It's only my perception. You know, they say the only thing you ever see is yourself. Anyway, but it just really hit me very, like, out of nowhere. There's no doer there. No one's doing anything, kind of, but it's just no one is